You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Winnebago County is trying to get ahead of the curve for 2026 and for 2027 as it makes a budget plan. Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz.
The real challenges, I think, for the county and for counties and cities across the country are going to be 2027 budgets because, you know, the bill that was passed by Congress and signed by the president includes considerable cuts to counties, to Medicaid.
This year, Hintz updated the process by introducing the budget earlier, presenting it to the board earlier, and engaging with the public to collect feedback earlier. The 2026 budget features a $7.2 million deficit. Now, that's down from the $8.5 million deficit in 2025. Hintz says he's already looking to reduce the deficit even further for 2027, and he's begun looking at opportunities for cuts in changes.
We are a service-driven, you know, organization. We provide services to people with our people. And the most important asset, the most valued part of Winnebago County government are our people, whether it is our facilities, custodial, nursing home staff, nurses, social workers, sheriff's deputies, highway workers. Everything we do is about serving the people and improving the lives of people in Winnebago County.
Residents can download the 181-page budget proposal or the budget and brief documents from the reports page of the new Winnebago County website. The proposed 2025 Winnebago County budget will be presented to the board at a budget workshop session 6 p.m. Monday, October 27. A new policy for the Universities of Wisconsin system hopes to make transferring easier. The proposed Board of Regents policy would ensure that all core general education courses can transfer between each of the 13 UW schools. Core general education requirements could range from 30 to 36 credit hours in 10 to 12 courses across six different categories. A UW system press release says establishing these core courses would strengthen existing transfer pathways and reduce the time for students to earn a degree. The policy will be reviewed by the Board of Regents this fall and, if approved, would go into effect for students enrolling in the fall of 2026. The city of Neenah is taking steps to develop its first three-year strategic plan. And to that end, it's asking for people who live and or work in Neenah to provide input. Additionally, the city plans on holding two in-person meetings to offer residents the chance to share their ideas and engage with city leaders. For links to the survey and more information about the strategic plan, see our story at WISS.FM. No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company announced that they are going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest nickel. So if you're paying with cash, you could conceivably save a couple cents. Credit card and digital transactions will remain the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people weekly. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota. When October began, Wisconsin households got a break. As of October 1st, you don't have to pay sales tax on electricity and natural gas bills. Alyssa Kay has more.
The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget.
Some good news for a change. Wallet Hub has released its 2025 Best Small Cities list, and two Wisconsin municipalities made the grade. One is here in the Fox Valley. WalletHub compared more than 1,300 U.S. cities with populations between 25,000 and 100,000 across 45 key indicators of livability, ranging from housing costs to school system quality to restaurants per capita to the crime rate. Appleton is listed as number 9 in the top 20. The other Wisconsin city to make the list was Brookfield at number 2. Nationwide accolades for Appleton, but not for a good thing. The Fox River Oracle in Appleton was named the 68th ugliest piece of public art in America. Rivers Wall Art conducted a survey of 2,000 people asking them to name the ugliest public art in America. The sculpture by Dimitri Hasdy has stood on the north side of the Oneida Skyline Bridge since June of 1987. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Game 2 is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning Game 1, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think... I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday, up 1-0, down 1-0. So it I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a 2-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have 6 episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for 6 seasons, and the new iteration. There is one house that will be less full. Fraudsters Lori Laughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have decided to take a break from their marriage. The couple was embroiled in a college admissions scandal in 2019 after bribing college officials to get their daughters of limited intelligence into a college. The couple pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. Ex-Full House actor Laughlin spent 2 months and Giannulli 5 months in minimum security correctional facilities. Yep, they even finagled their way into better prisons. The Hollywood Reporter says the two have been married for 28 years and have decided not to file divorce papers at this point. The college admissions scandal was a nationwide conspiracy. Fellow actors Felicity Huffman and William Macy were also involved in the scandal because they cheated for their rich kids too. Okay, I get that it might be a bummer to be privileged and not all that bright, but the parents are actors. Couldn't they have taught their kids to at least pretend to be smart? 25 titles that qualify for the new podcast category for 2026. Some of the nominees include The Smartless Podcast with Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. The Joe Rogan Experiment, which is a podcast for bros who need constant reassurance that they're bros. Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper. Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. The Bill Simmons Podcast. And Good Hang with Amy Poehler. Sometimes it seems like Netflix owns the world, but really weird rich guy Elon Musk, who actually wants to own the world, might have something to say about that. According to Variety, the pseudo-free speech advocate is urging his 227 million followers to cancel Netflix because, well, he doesn't like what they're saying. He is accusing the platform of having a transgender agenda and, in a recent post, said, "Cancel Netflix for the health of your kids." Yes, Elon, all the problems in society are because of Tiger King. In a related story, most of Elon's kids don't like or know him. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Have the umbrella handy today. Cloudy skies with some scattered showers from time to time. Temperatures holding steady in the lower 60s. Still a few showers possible this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 47. Sunny and comfortable on Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.